Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising to you and all your listeners. It is
great to be back on again.
I do miss being on here. This is a wonderful platform and program. As I hear your the guest that was on before,
I hear all the
shout out. You truly, truly are putting out good media. So I love what you're doing, and that's why I definitely support your programming, and I am a proud supporter and sponsor of the Hair Radio Show, and I feel like I will continue to be that person because of the great information that you put out there
and
the wonderful guests that you bring onto the show.
Well, I want to say this. We just adore you. You're much more than what we consider to be a legacy sponsor, which is a big thing all by itself. But just we treat, you're like family here at the show. You really are. It's almost like, it's kind of crazy when I hear the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's not long after that we're listening to fixyourfeet.com. you literally start every single broadcast, and as you heard, we're up to like 600, almost 620 shows of doing this three-hour broadcast each morning. So I have to tell you, Dr. Yolanda Raglan, and we don't have a lot of time with you this morning, so we're hoping you come back real soon, too. Because we're going to get into a few things I want to talk to you about. Like I said, it's been a while since we've had Fix Your Feet on live with us. And there is one gentleman who is standing by. I'm going to see if I can get him on the line. I believe that is Michael out there in the Virginia area. And what he is. He does a show here on Tuesdays following, like today, he'll be on about 8:30. And it just cracks me up because, yes, we always run your wonderful commercial. And so Michael has been very, very supportive of what you're doing. And we just wanted to say, I'm going to see if I can get him on real quick, and then we're going to jump on in today with some wonderful things that we want to talk about, winter foot care and so much more. Michael, are you there this morning?
Yes, Carrie. Good morning. And Dr. Radcliffe, a special good morning.
Yes, Dr. Radcliffe. Yes, I know you wanted to say something.
Thank you.
Yes.
Michael, what would you like
to
say to Dr. Radcliffe?
Oh, it's a pleasure to finally talk to you. Because I have, as a veteran, I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and guess what I have? I have
weed
problems. So I relate to everything you're saying. From the first time I heard you, I said, oh, my gosh, this lady is talking to me. She really is.
Wow.
And also, you're like me. You're from Maryland.
It's Maryland.
Right, and I've been dying. I'm sorry I got your name wrong, but that's that legacy of being a veteran and having other issues. But I've been dying to ask you this one question. I'll make it real quick. Where are you from in Maryland?
Okay, so actually I was born in D.C., Georgetown, D.C., but I grew up primarily in Montgomery County, Maryland. So when we escaped to the suburbs, from D.C. around 4 years old, we moved to Wheaton, Maryland. So I lived in Wheaton for a good 9 years. And then around my high school days, I moved way out into the farmlands of Montgomery County, Maryland, out in Gaithersburg. And literally, it was really farmland at that time. My high school was surrounded by a cornfield. I was traumatized, to tell you the truth.
Trust me, I understand. I actually moved down to PG County from Philadelphia when I got out of the military. So that was a cultural shock. And actually, I have family up in, my daughter actually lives up in Germantown. And, yes, I understand what you're saying about the farmland. I am a city boy. Wasn't in the can, and we didn't go to the market. It obviously did not exist.
Well, Michael, we're going to have you to come back on one of these days, and we're going to have you to sit down so Dr. Ragland can talk to you about, because I know you've got some foot issues, and we're going to get into that in just a moment as well. And and we want to remind folks, you're coming up at about 8:30, Michael, with your Vet Talk information, so we're going to have folks to stay tuned. I have to just say thank you. I know you wanted to get on and give a shout-out to Dr. Ragland this morning, Michael, and I thank you so much for getting up to do that.
Oh, you are quite welcome, and it's a complete pleasure to finally talk to you, my sister. I mean, it's just a
complete pleasure. Thank you so much for getting up a little bit earlier to speak to me.
Yes.
I truly, truly appreciate it. I do.
Not a problem, Don. I'm a soldier, so I'm used to getting up early in the morning. That's part of the legacy of being a veteran.
That's
well, Michael,
right.
We're going to have you to stay tuned, of course, and get ready because you'll be on coming up next, okay, at about 8:30 this morning Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. Michael will be joining us again right here on the show. All right, Dr. Ragland, you see the impression you've made on folks without probably even knowing it so much. So really nice stuff.
I'm really done.
Yeah, this is really cool. Now, for you guys out there, let me just kind of backtrack a little bit. Dr. Yolanda Ragland has been with us many, many times. Many of you guys know her. She is a podiatrist, a foot surgeon. She is an entrepreneur out there as well. You speak so much on behalf of those, particularly women, for everybody who's trying to get a business off the ground. You've had to face a lot of difficulties, as you've shared with us over this time and over time here on the broadcast, and just been through a lot, and you have made it. And I feel that, and like others, if you've made it, we can do it. And I think that's what's so inspiring. So we are here with you this morning. Now, I want to jump in because you know what, Dr. Ragland? It is getting cold. You know, we're live this morning. It's October now here in New York City. And for our listeners in the Northeast particularly, like I said, it's getting a little chilly outside, and they're concerned about winter foot care, about, you know, should they start preparing now in the fall? What can you tell us about this upcoming season and how to take care of our feet?
Okay, so this is something – I'm glad you're asking me this because – this is something that it's kind of like a secret, I think, or something that people really just – what I have found out – I found out very early on in my career was that what I found was that as it started getting cooler, that there was an uptick or an increase in – and I saw it a lot in women, but it's also in men as well. It's for both. But definitely in women and getting more ingrown nails, they get more ingrown nails in as it gets colder. And we definitely see an uptick in men and women, for sure, in nail fungal infection. Now, here's the reason I figured it out. I started with the women that were getting, I started saying, I'm like, why am I seeing so many ingrown nails in the wintertime? I'm like, young lady after young lady after young lady. I started saying it. So I started asking these questions. And so I started saying, well, do you get pedicures? And they say, yes. I'm like, well, do you get pedicures in the wintertime? And they started saying, well, no, I don't get as many pedicures in the wintertime. And that's completely normal. I mean, why? It's just like we probably don't shave our legs as often as we do in the summertime as we would in the wintertime because they're covered. It's just it's one of those things. It's like it's one less thing to do. So you kind of like don't do it as much.
Dollars in the process.
And you're saving a few dollars. Yeah, razors are expensive, and so are pedicures. They're not cheap. What's happening is that when you're not going in and you're not doing that routine care, and I'm not saying that you have to go in and get a pedicure, do have to keep up the routine care, because if you're when you're going to get those pedicures, what those ladies are doing when you see them with those files and those pushies, nail pushies, that's what they're called, they're going under the nail. They're taking out that dead skin, that dead cuticle, the debris underneath the nail. And so now the nail is free from getting impinged between the skin. But when you're not doing that, it's building up and collecting. And so that's why you're getting, that's why we're seeing the increase of ingrown nails. Now, the second thing that we see is the increase of fungal nails. And that's because you're not really wearing sandals anymore. You're wearing socks and shoes. And so if you are susceptible to getting fungal infections, because there are two types of people. There are people that get fungal infections and people that don't.
And they don't.
Okay?
Right.
Yes. And I'll get it. That's a whole other story, but we don't have a lot of time here. So there are two people that get it. So once you know that you've gotten a fungal infection in your foot, if you've had athlete's foot before, you're one of the susceptible ones. If you've never gotten one, you probably won't get one. And if you do get one, it'll be later off in life when you get older, when your immune system gets lowered, okay? So what happens is that in the wintertime, you start wearing socks. So your foot and so the fungus thrives in moist environments. That's how they germinate. They can't germinate in the light and dryness. So when you're wearing sandals, your feet are dry. They're able to breathe, like we like to say in our community. Our feet are breathing.
Right.
They're not. So they're not. It's not. And they're not in this moist, dark environment. But once you start keeping them in this moist, dark environment, the spores, which are basically like the seeds of the fungus, are able to germinate or procreate or grow. And they're able to thrive in that environment. So this segues into, so like you said, I am the entrepreneur. And
yes.
I started my new line, I started my new product line, Fix Your Feet Products. And my first product is Fix Your Fungal Nail, which is unlike any other fungal nail solution out on the market. All the other fungal nail products that are out there, whether it's prescription or over-the-counter, those medications are not made specifically for the nails. They are actually made for the skin. And the pores on
your
the skin,
wow.
Yes, I'm telling you, the pores on the skin are much larger than the pores on your nails. My product is specifically made for the pores of the nail and has a vehicle that can transport the medication through those teeny tiny pores of your nail. So the efficacy or how well it works is superior and second to none than any find on the open market. Okay? So
wow.
I have Victor Fungal Nail. And I hope that, I don't know if you've got the ad for that, but we'll send it over. We'll send over the jingle.
Yes,
so that'll be
please
that's
send that,
that
over.
You can hear. And it's called Fix Your Fungal Nail. And it's a 3-month supply when you buy one. And let me tell you something. I, too, suffer with fungal nails. And when I came across this formula, I'm like, why aren't we using this? Why isn't this on the open market? Why is this kind of like some sort of compound formula that, you know, only compound pharmacists are using or, you know, doctors are only using in their office? Why, you know, why can't everybody, you know, get their hands
exactly
on
have
it?
Access? Right.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to make this readily available to everybody. You're not going to have to go into a doctor's office to get it, or you're not going to have to ask a doctor to ask the pharmacist to make a special solution for you. You're going to be able to get this out on the open market. And it's going to be from me, Dr. Yolanda Ragland, an expert not only in podiatry, the foot, But remember, I have 5 years of research from the National Institutes of Health in dermatology.
That's right. So
you're getting a twofold expert here.
How has it been received, Dr. Ragland?
Every person that has purchased this come back for more because they're like, I don't want my fungal nails to come back. That stuff is a miracle worker. They see that their nails look clear. They're beautiful. And that's what they want. They want these clear, beautiful nails. Because here's the thing. So people are probably thinking right now, if it works so well, why do they keep have to buy more? Well, here's the thing. Nobody tells you the truth. And the reason why my patients come back to me and the reason why patients come to me is because I'm completely transparent. I don't mix words. I tell you exactly the way that it is, okay? I don't like using the word, you know, cure because fungus is really easy to contract if you're susceptible to getting it, and it's terribly difficult to eradicate because of how it survives through its spore formation. The only way to really eradicate a spore, like if it's in your house, is through high, super high temperature and pressure. So you have to use like this, like a pressure cooking high heat oven called an autoclave to sterilize the instrument from a spore.
Wow.
So you can't even get rid of it in your house. So it's like people will say, I'll just get rid of all my shoes and all my socks. No, don't fill in your carpet. It's still on your floor. You're not going to get rid of all of it. You need to use something like this product. So you do have to continue. After you get rid of it, you might not have to use it every day, but maybe like once a week you need to keep some on because you just never know where a fungal spore is. And you want to make sure that you're protected from getting the fungal spore back on you. And if it does get on you, you have something on there that's going to proactively repel it out the gate. So it does not, so it's unable to germinate or grow again.
Well, Dr. Ragland, I have to tell you, let me just kind of catch everybody up. Folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With me on the line is one of what we call one of our legacy sponsors and advertisers, but also friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's the one and only Dr. Yolanda Ragland. You guys know fixyourfeet.com as well as you know the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just put that on out there. Now, Dr. Ragland, I have to say this also. In addition to the winter foot care and all of that wonderful good stuff, we have heard a lot about the hairstylists who are standing on their feet. I think even Michael Hopkins, at the top of this segment, talked about some foot problems and all of that. What can you tell folks who they have to stand on their feet? You know, they've got to, like the folks behind the chair, they've got to, do hair. They can't really sit down so much. It's not conducive for that. Are there things that you can do to kind of alleviate the stress of standing on your feet all the time? Do you ever get that question?
The first thing that you can do is choose your shoes wisely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. You got to choose your shoes wisely. I mean, and then the next question will come is, well, what are the best shoes? That is a very broad question, and there's no one answer for that. Just like body types, people have different body shapes, right? You have people that have a C-shaped body, a pear-shaped body. You know, there are different body types. That's the same thing with your foot. There are different foot types. So every, good shoes are going to come in different brands, in different varieties. So, good shoes are going to vary across the line. A good shoe for one person is going to be a horrible shoe for another person. So it really depends on the person's foot type. If you have very flat arches, if you're very flat-footed, you need a shoe that has arch supports and that supports that arch. If you have a very high instep, you're going to need a shoe that allows your foot to clear that instep, so the front of your foot's not hitting in the front of that. If you have a very narrow shoe, you need shoes that are a little bit more narrow. If you have a very wide shoe, you need a wider shoe. The best shoe for somebody is whatever they feel the most comfortable in. So I always advise going into a shoe store of comfort, like a shoe store that specializes in that, having shoe salespeople that are savvy in these different brands and actually in different foot types that could actually propose what type of shoes would be best for them. Perhaps even finding shoe stores that have salespeople that are podorthists. So a podorthist is just a little bit more than a shoe salesperson. They know what different foot diagnoses are. They would know what plantar fasciitis is. They would know what, the Latin term for flat foot pes planus is. They would know this sort of terminology. So if you came in with a prescription from your podiatrist saying, I need this type of shoe, they would be well-versed in what that is and say, oh, yes, these are the shoes that would be best for you.
Oh, my. Well, this is why we call you the Queen of Toes. There is nobody out there like Dr. Yolanda Ragland. And as I'm doing research, you know, I always prepare for all of our segments on the show, and I came across plantar fasciitis. I said, how do you pronounce this? It was on my list of top ailments that are pertinent to feet, and it was right up there on the list, along with blisters and heel spurs. I should say ingrown toenails, as you address. You address like 90% of these hammer toes,
yes.
Bunions, you and athlete's foot. You really addressed all of these in that little bit of time.
I love the fact that you talked about how do you pronounce plantar fasciitis. Since we're
yes.
winding this up, I'm going to give you a really funny story about plantar fasciitis. So when I first started doing surgery in Maryland, I took out a full-page ad in Sister to Sister. Well,
yes.
Sister to Sister, unbeknownst to me, circulated amongst all the prison systems in America.
That's the magazine,
and
remember.
I started getting prison fan mail from every penitentiary in America. So this inmate writes me a letter, and he felt plantar fasciitis, which is spelt with two I's back to back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And he spelt plantar fasciitis right, correctly. And he said, and
wow.
It's getting worse. I nearly fell out of my chair reading
exactly.
that letter.
Yes,
I tell you. So plantar fasciitis correctly, but
and then
it's worse. Getting worse.
Exactly. For those of you who didn't catch that, now let me tell you, I looked at this and I said, okay, fasci. And I studied Latin as well in school, so I couldn't figure this out. But I said, you know what, Dr. Ragland, I'll bet you she'll mention this on the air today. And sure enough, you did. So I have to say, Dr. Ragland, in addition to your amazing, amazing work that you do, we know that you have offices in both New York and Maryland. You spend a great deal of time in New York with everybody out here. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how we can find you on the internet and all that wonderful good stuff?
Okay, so first of all you listeners, everybody who's listening, I want you to do this right now because I believe in doing things organically. I have competitors
yes.
out there. They were so jealous of me because they couldn't get past their amount of followers. They went and paid Kardashians so they could get they could get tens of thousands of followers. I still haven't made 10,000 followers. I need to make 10,000 followers on Instagram. I'm Fix Your Feet on Instagram. If you guys can help a sister out, please, right now, if you're listening, please go on to Instagram and follow me, Fix Your Feet. I'm on TikTok as well, Fix Your Feet. I need to get to 1,000 followers on TikTok. I'm at like 800 and something. Please go on TikTok if you're on that platform. You may not be on it, but you should go on it. It's very informative. It'll give you a laugh.
Oh, I love TikTok. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I'm telling you guys, it was great. And if you guys didn't see what happened yesterday, Facebook and Instagram went down
yesterday.
That's
right.
If you didn't have TikTok, you would have had something to go on to. So
you know what? You are absolutely right. We were scammering around. I'm sitting up here going on to Twitter. I hadn't been on Twitter in 6 months. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I literally was
exactly.
in some kind of a,
exactly.
what, I don't
so
know what they call that. But
one of those other platforms go down, you have the backup. And then again, and I'm on Twitter as well, Fix Your Feet, Inc. But I really need that Fix Your Feet on Instagram and on Twitter, you ladies, right now. And my website is fixyourfeet.com. For the products, it's fixyourfeetproducts.com. But if you go to one or the other, it'll take you can you click on it'll take they'll take you to each one of them, and actually the links to all of my social media platforms are on those websites as well. So it's easy to click on there and follow me as well. But please, everyone out here who's listening, you got to help me out because the competitors are haters. And I believe in doing things organically. I'm not going to pay for my followers. I don't think I need to. I've done everything organically. You guys have supported me, and I truly, 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 you know, I truly appreciate it. And if you have a fungal nail out there, I promise you this is the product. This is the stuff that's really, really going to work. It's something that you should always keep in your medicine cabinet. And there's more products to come.
Dr. Yolanda Raglan, I have to say, we just adore you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, the true queen of toes. You have no competition out there, okay? So fixyourfeet.com, I love that. Fix Your Feet Products, I think you said, .com as well. You guys know how to find her, even right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show. We thank you. We appreciate you. And you got to come back soon. This wasn't enough time today.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Stay from the South Jersey area, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Oh, good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank Carapy Hair Brand, Hair Nation Expo Events, the Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air.
Now, if today is your first day tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or ask a question. We're live each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth. But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay. But do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Okay. We're back live. You're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, on today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's my very favorite time of the week. It's when I get to go back and reflect on some of my favorite interviews over the years right here on the broadcast. It's called My Fave Five. Now, My Fave Five, I get to count down these amazing interviews. And each week we usually do kind of like a special. We've had several like celebrity volumes or celebrity editions. Today is a special on just our amazing hairstylists. So this is just the most fabulous hair folks in the world who've been on our show. Some are celebrity hairstylists, some are not. But they have amazing things to share with all of, for all of you and with all of you. So it's really, really, really nice to have them on board and to be able to recognize them in this way. So I'm going to say it's a great time to grab your cup of coffee if you haven't done so already. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the countdown. You'll never guess who's at number one. Stay with us. Oh, good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte still to go. Drink it slow.
To the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. You will get to know him well. The Hair Radio Morning Show is very proud to welcome the amazing Mr. Smooth Black to the broadcast. Good morning, Smooth.
Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
All right. Cousin Smooth, I'm going to have to go ahead and put that on out there. How are you? Out in California, we're grateful to have you this morning on the show.
It's good to be here. It's good to
yes.
Be here.
Now, I have to start at the beginning. And the beginning, our beginning goes way, way, way back.
Yeah.
I mean, way back. So I have to tell everybody, in full disclosure, you are just, have come to be, well, you're in your own right, you are a true success story in the hair and beauty industry. But just as important, I'm happy to say, as an extension of my very own family, and we're just so proud of you and all that you have accomplished. So we're going to get into all of that. So Smooth Black, welcome again to the broadcast. So now you're out in California. I want you to tell the folks, I know you have a big, big following in hair industry out there on the West Coast, but tell everybody exactly where you are.
Well, I'm in Fontana, California at the moment. Been out here. Yeah, Fontana. Fontucky, as they call it. But
wow. Okay, so now we've got to tell everybody, for those folks, you have a big following, as I mentioned and said at the top of this. But I want you to tell the folks, now I see what you're doing out there. With all of the styling that you do. And I want you to talk a little bit about that today. Share with us what's making you a big legend out there in the hair business, cousin. Tell everybody about it.
Well, as most cosmetological entrepreneurs should understand that, my motto is, if it don't make dollars, it does.
Yes.
In 30 years, I've been able to, you know, teach a lot. Education is a number one factor. When I first started, I used to take advanced haircutting classes, and, you know, I had people that I looked up to in the industry as far as male stylists, like Carl Reed, Mr. Little Willie out of Detroit.
Carl Reed, one of my dear friends, did you know he's a big singer now?
Yes,
Carl's
I do.
Been on
yes,
our show
I do.
Many times. Yes. Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him through Hair Wars and, you know, the tours and the Ideal Black Trade Show, Spectrum International Trade Show, where, you know, through Bonner Brothers in Atlanta, the Proud Lady in Chicago, just over the years being able to travel and do education and meet other, you know, I call them hair entertainers. You know, we love what we do. But in the hair industry, you know, it's really been a blessing, you know, to me and my family. So so that's where I'm at right now, Carrie, continuing my education and be able to share with people the 30 years of experience that I have attained behind my chair. So I like to just, you know, just elaborate, you know, keeping my trendy. You know, some people say, you know, you want to follow a trend. I tell them I'm a trendsetter. So it's all about who you are and creating yourself. So over the years, you know, they dawned me as Smooth Black in the hair industry. But, you know, I'm also known, my biological name is Troy Ballard. And, you know, God has been good to me in this industry. So when they call me Smooth Black, you know, it's just something that, you know, lifts up my spirit. But be able to be recognized by my peers is a wonderful feeling.
Well, I've got to tell the folks, you have really made an impression out there. And you talk about creativity, and we look, you're representing brands, and I want you to get into a little bit about this, because it's not just any old body that's selected or chosen to be a brand ambassador or to work with these big brands. Can you tell us a little bit about the company that you work with?
Well, I'm going to backtrack a little, because I got my first start with Design Essentials, McBride Research Laboratories out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I became an educator for that company for 10 years. And it was a black-owned company, which I love, but it was a multicultural line also. And from there, I went on to teach for V Violet, is the essence of beauty, a young lady by the name of Linda Cox out of Jackson, Tennessee. God rest her soul, she went on to be with the Lord, but her company is still thriving. And at the present time, I'm working with LaRon Hair Care System, based out of Riverside, California. Awesome husband and wife and son team that's been branding there. They're like 11 years now, and, you know, and the company is just to higher heights, you know, and it's about, they teach unity in the community, in the hair community, you know, iron sharpen irons, each one reach one, each one teach one. But our emphasis is continued education. So I always want to give kudos to Mr. Lorenzo Griffin and Wanda Griffin, his wife, for, you know, putting such a remarkable product together. You know, it's made for professionals, designed by professionals, and sold only to professionals. So at this point, they're exclusive, you know, so they promote, you know, wellness within and trying to create jobs instead of taking jobs from people with the company and the branding of their products.
And we call it Salon Direct. So that is
Salon Direct. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you spell that? I want folks, in case they want to Google it or find out more, how do you spell the name of that?
LaRon, it stands for Larry and Randy. There were two brothers that passed away. And in memory of them, they created LaRon. And it's LARAN, Professional Hair Care System.
All right. So you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I know that you were affiliated with them, and I think it's just awesome. Now, I've got to say, because being out there on the West Coast with you guys and being here in New York, you know, do you think, and you've been out here to Atlanta and to the East Coast and all of that, have you found a difference in the hair care industry, you know, in terms of the West Coast versus the East Coast, or have you found a lot of similarities? What, or when you go down to Atlanta and go to Bronner Brothers, Do you find the same types of concerns or issues or challenges? What's your
My biggest concern, you know, from Detroit being the hair capital, from Atlanta, but, you know, I've taught in New York, but every state seems to have their own trend. You know, healthy hair promotion, a lot of people going natural hair, and depends on what I'm finding out is who you are and what you specialize in. Me being that I'm a hair cutter, 80% of my clientele hair is short, but I also, you know, learned how to weave hair, do commercial weaves and, you know, just doing, but that's for people who have alopecia and want a change in life to cover the hair normalities up. But at each state, I found that, you know, like Detroit, known for more hard styles, using more lacquers, more sprays, more adding more commercial hair. For California, I found that we're more natural and into natural hair. But me, I'm into cutting and styling. Therefore, you know, my clientele, I see my clients on a weekly basis or biweekly basis versus if I'm a professional weaver, I may do that hair installation in June and may not see that client again till like August, you know. So that's why I promote healthy hair first, a great haircut, give them a great color enhancement, and give them a great look that's trendy that every time they step out, they'll promote smooth black, you know. So in my area, you can see my work everywhere you go. And, you know, and you know, I always say stylists, rather Detroit from Mr. Little, Little Willie, Carl Reed, Big Boy. These are all the male stylists that I enjoy. But, you know, from Sherlina Allen in Hollywood to, you know, so many great hair stylists out there that I love their work. But in each one, I always challenge stylists as I'm teaching, you know, learn every aspect about hair care first. Learn how to take care of the hair, then the hair will take care of you. As we begin to promote ourselves and, you know, the work that I produce out my chair reflects the prices that I charge. So after 30 years of experience, I'm not a novice. And I can demand top dollar for my work, but my work speaks for itself. I may charge a little bit more for my product, but my product is a brand. And, you know, it's like, you know, some people like to drive Mercedes and some people just like to drive a regular Toyota, you know. And I always try to tell them I'm a Rolls Royce of a stylist, so I'm going to give you my best. But my price always reflects my work. Therefore, you know, it's not a job to me. This is a career. And, you know, learning how to get everything out of it is what I'm striving to do now. And to share with my peers, you know, how to retain a clientele. You know, I just don't want to see that person one time in my chair. I want them for a lifetime.
Absolutely. You know, so. Well, your styles have made that happen. I've seen some of your styles, and I've gone to, and I tell everybody, I've gone to some of the Facebook, and I'm blown away at the styles that you have cut, and I see a lot with those sharp cuts, and I'm like, wow. So is it true, I mean, like they say, the word on the street is that there are some shears coming. So I want to find out right here on the show, are you coming out with some kind of a shear line? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to get the right steel gauge, like 440 gauge, but the dynamics of it and the design and the way it's going to help relieve, you know, over the years, I don't want to get carpal tunnel. So the way that the shears are angled and, you know, how you position yourself when you're cutting, these are things that I'm employing as I do my hair cutting classes. So when I do my hair cutting class, you know, I'm going to have a top-of-the-line shear that you can, you know, purchase. And, you know, like I tell them, I said, when I teach, I said, you can mimic me and learn from me, but eventually you're going to have to step out and, you know, start creating for yourself. You know, when I first started, I take a picture and I try to emulate it. And then I take away, and then all of a sudden the creativity will come. Therefore, no one brings me a magazine and says, can you do my hair like this? I have the leeway now that they just sit in my chair and allow me to have free reign to create a look for them.
And it works out just fine, I see.
Oh, yes. Yeah, if you give me a pitch and you say to make it like this, I try to tell them, look, if you want that exact style, you may want to, because if you've seen it in Hype Hair, try it yourself here at Mazza or Black Hair Sophisticates magazine, it usually has a style and the stylist name there. So if you want that particular style, you might want to go see that person. So I can tell you, tell my clients, I'll give you that version of it. But in the essence, it's going to be my creativity, my knowledge, and my experience that you're going to enjoy. You know,
it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And with me, I have to say, there's a very, very special guest today, and I'm going to tell you why. I've got to say, you know, and Smooth Black, for all of our listeners out there and the fans, and for those of you who absolutely want to follow Smooth Black, if you have not done so already, because you're on Facebook, I believe, as Smooth Black. So I
yes,
think,
sir.
Am I correct? So that's a great place you could follow and see all of this amazing work, of course, through the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to have some things out there on our app as well to reflect your work and how folks can contact you through the Hair Radio Morning Show. But I've got to say, I do have to give you one story, okay? So I was a teenager. Now, granted, at the very end of that teenager scale, but I was a teenager, and I remember coming out to California and hanging out with Smooth Black back in the day. That's how long ago this that we go back. And I have to always give it to you because you were so incredibly popular. And
okay.
I have to really, yes, like I'm talking about, I know nothing about football, nothing. And here I come out to California with my books and all this very Doolittle, Mr. Doolittle kind of look. And you were just so kind and gracious and just, you know, introduced me to all your friends, you know, and it just meant so much to me that I just have to say thank you. And look at us. I'm not going to say how long, but many years later, we're both.
Many years later.
You're on one coast and I'm on the other. But you are going to come out to our big expo, so I'm going to keep you to that. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on that one. And have you out at our expo. But I just wanted to say thank you. The family, you guys welcomed me out there, which made a huge impression on me that I still carry with me to this day. And, you know, much appreciated. So this is just, again, the beginning. So thank you very much for that. Now, I want to tell the folks that you have, we're going to go ahead and drop it right here. You're going to be doing some big stuff with your own products. And why is it so important to put something out there with your name on it, Smooth Smooth? Why is it so important, Smooth Black, to have something with your name on it?
Right now, you know, I want to leave something. I always, in the back of my mind, I say, when I leave, you know, this world, will they know Smooth Black like they know Vidal Sassoon?
Wow.
Or, you know, any other Charles Gregory, God rest his soul, you know, just
that's
people
right.
That's in the industry that, you know, I want my name and my brand to carry on. And through education, is that's what I'm going to be pushing more in 2020, 2021 and beyond. It's just, you know, anybody can cut. But if you get the cut right and you learn how to color, you're going to get your money right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
well,
so
I'm blown away. So this is really just amazing. And you know what's so, for me, it's really great to hear you mention all of these amazing artists, you know, like the late Charles Gregory and so many others who, and we know all of these names. And I'm like, well, my gosh, you've been out there on that side of the coast with all
yes,
the
sir.
Same people that we deal with here. It's like
wow. It's
a small world, so I'm just blown away. So, listen, we want to thank you so much, and there's so much to look for from you with everything that you're doing. You're just going to have continued success, and we're going to see to that here. And folks can get to meet you out at our Hair Nation Expo, so we want to make sure and let folks know we'll keep you informed. And in the meanwhile, look out for his products and your amazing shears that are coming and so many other things. We're going to keep folks informed. Did you have anything, anyone to shout out to or anything special that you want to leave us with today?
Well, first, I want to give honor to God, you know, truly the head of my life. And I want to thank him for making this day possible. I know it's been a long time, Kerry. We've been corresponding.
Yes.
But I'm so excited about, you know, the hair industry, and I'm so elated to just to finally have this moment, and, you know, it's like a catalyst that's going to just take us further in our relationship, and I can't wait to see you in person again.
Yeah.
And I've admired, you know, from a distance, and just getting to know that I'm in the industry personally that is doing great things, not only for himself, but you're giving stylists like me an opportunity to, you know, to get our name out there to help brand us. So I just want to commend you, sir, for your amazing effort and to see your work ethics and to see that Hair Radio Nation just go to, you know, the higher heights. You know, I'm just excited for you. So, like I said, I thank God for you, my brother, and I love you. And I'm just want the people to know that, you know, with Kerry Hines, you know, that beard oil and everything that he's bringing.
Therapy.
Yes, that's it, therapy. So
yeah.
Therapy is therapy. So I look forward to just, you know, communing with you and just excited about what God's going to do for us in the future.
Thank you so much on that. Well, Smooth Black, I want to say thank you on behalf of everybody at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Awesome job. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte sip to go. Drink it slow.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right. We are live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is a very special broadcast, and I'm so happy to be with you guys. Bringing to the line one of my great, great supporters and a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show on this very, very special broadcast today, Miss Siobhan. Good morning, Siobhan, out of Jersey.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, first of all, it's great to have you with us as we count down. It's my fave five, and you guys know this, is where we count down from number five to number one. Some of our amazing recent interviews. Now, on today's show, we've already counted number five. That was Smooth Black. From out in California. What I'm thrilled about Smooth Black, this is a gentleman who is very, very, very well known out to, actually not just California, but even here on the East Coast. He's been down to Bronner Brothers in Atlanta, and we have like literally the same folks. Everybody who knows Smooth Black, they're very good friends. They've worked with all of us, as you heard in the interview there. And he is just a big part of just about everything that we're doing. And I've known him literally since I was a teenager. So that says a lot. And I'm a long way from that day, from that time. Siobhan, how are you this morning?
I'm magnificent. It's just a good day. It's gorgeous. Just enjoying the
okay.
moment. That's it.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you joining us on today's countdown as my very special guest today. Listen, coming in at number 4 on my Fave 5, this very special edition today, is a person you know well. Actually, timing couldn't be better. You introduced this to the Hair Radio. You introduced this particular person to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Her name is Edith Younger. Now, she has been around for a long time in the industry. And how she came to our, got on our radar is that she had been uprooted and upended from a space that she had used and rented for a long, long time. And so she goes into a great deal of the story and so forth, and she received a lot of press from this. And Siobhan, let me ask you, because you, what inspired you to think that she might be a good fit for, you know, sharing her story with the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show? Do you remember way back when? What made you think that Edith would be a good fit for us?
Absolutely. Edith is a trailblazer. I just meeting with her and working alongside her, she's just outstanding. And seeing what she went through and knowing the story was just amazing. And I thought that it could definitely be a help to anyone else who's going through that. It's definitely a lot of information in that story. So it was outstanding, the way she took them on and just did her thing.
Awesome, awesome. Well, folks, at number 4, we have the irrepressible Edith Younger. She's opened up, and she's been down in the New Brunswick area, down in not South Jersey, not Central, I guess, a little bit. And she's been doing amazing things. She's just opened up a huge center down there. So we're so proud of all that she's doing. You can always Google her or reach out to us through the Salon TV Network app, ask a hairstylist, or connect with a guest. Well, of course, we'll make the introduction for you. Right now, it is Miss Edith Younger. Take a listen. We'll be on the other side of this. Again, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, My Fave 5. Right here. Stay with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got a great person on the line. Her name is Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner, the proprietor, if you will, of A Cut Above Salon. Now, they're out of New Jersey. Edith, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. Glad to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you. Now, you've garnered quite a bit of press over the years. You've had to, you know, pretty much go up against redevelopment folks who wanted to kind of just come in and do some things, to establish themselves where you were already in established. So we're going to talk about all of that. But first of all, Edith, take us back. You've been in business for about 30 years. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually born North Carolina, grew up in Brooklyn, and moved to New Jersey almost a little over 30 years ago. And actually started in the business almost 28 years ago.
So what was it that kind of gave you that little, what lit that flame, if you will, then, you know, that desire that you wanted to do hair? What was that?
Well, actually, I was looking for something I was looking for additional income. I was divorced with a young child, and I felt like I wasn't sure how corporate life was going to go for me, and it didn't go well. So I went looking for a business, and I loved doing hair. I used to do it in college, did my own, did my friends and family without any training. And so I purchased the shop and then went to school.
You purchased the shop first and then went to school.
Yes, I wouldn't call that wasn't a good, smart thing to do, because when you really don't even understand how to do the work, and then you really don't understand the business aspect of running the business, it's a steep learning curve. But You got to be a persevering person. So I stuck in there, went to school, and then learned how to run my store. And so it's 28 years, and I'm really quite happy with what has happened.
Okay. So at the end of the day, it's absolutely worked out for you, but you wouldn't advise anyone else to, hey, buy the salon first and then go to school?
Nope, I would not. I would actually and have advised people to go to school, learn how to do the work, you know, get the skills, work someplace that you want to, if you're planning to have a shop, work in a place that you like, that you see how it's run, so you learn the business and the back end of the business. Because really, you can do all the hair you want to do. If you don't know how to manage your business, it won't be successful.
Well, listen, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got with us Edith Younger. Now, she is the owner of the Cut Above Salon, and they're located, Edith, you guys are in New Jersey where?
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would people find you? Is there a website and a phone number?
Yes, www.acutabovehair.net. And the phone number is 732-249-6885.
Okay. Now, just switching gears and kind of still talking about some things that happened in the past, you got quite a bit of press and notoriety when the city chose the block with your salon on it to redevelop. Now, you've been in business at that point, for about 10 years, and there was a great article that was in the archives of Black Enterprise, and I thought this was just great, where you kind of took, I hate to say the word fuck, but you took on the city, and tell us what that was all about and your experience.
Okay, well, my salon was on a corner. We had a really great location right downtown New Brunswick in the theater district, and I believe it was October 1996. A reporter dropped in and said, "Have you heard?" I said, "Have I heard what? Have you heard the city's taking this block?" "What do you mean taking this block?" I had just redone my shop. My landlord and I had made a wonderful deal. He needed more space. I had more than I needed. He took some of mine and, replumbed my thing, gave me a whole new bathroom, and I bought new furniture. I mean, we were sitting pretty on that corner, both of us, happy as we could be. And the city came and said the UMD&J, the University of Medicine and Dentistry, was going to build an office building on our block, the whole block. There were 17 businesses on that block. And they were taking the block, and the city and the developer went about the business of trying to move us all out of there. And that was October 1996, and so I'm like, okay, this is not good. And I tried to talk to my neighbors about it, and, some of them were fearful. I mean, I said, look, they're going to take the block. You got to get that. They're going to get it. We have to make the best deal we can do to survive our businesses. And some of them, some of the businesses were owners, so they were going to be paid for their buildings, but I was a renter. My landlord was great. He owned the building, and so, we just fought. And so I got a lawyer who was one of my customers. This is what people, the city and the development company didn't quite get, that you never know who's sitting in the beauty parlor. And my client, I had a client who was a politician, or she worked for a political person, and I had a client who both were attorneys, was an attorney, and they, came to my aid. And so my lawyer, after 7 months of me just fussing and fighting, and, if you are negotiating and you can get publicity, then they have to deal with you. And, of course, this poor woman, that would be me, was going to lose her business. My daughter was graduating from high school. I'm getting ready to send her to college, and they're trying to put me out of business. This will not work. So I actually had Channel 9 come, because I send press releases I had a relationship with a young lady who was a writer, and I said, you got to write me a press release. I need to have the newspapers here. And so she did, and we had newspaper coverage. Then we had TV coverage on the block in the corner, which aggravated the city immensely. And my attorney came in towards the end of that, and because I didn't have an attorney. I was doing this by myself.
Wow.
And she said, I'll help you. She said, we can get this done. And so she started negotiating with the developer. And so when she finished, you know, just to make a long story shorter, I actually got moved to another place. My rent was subsidized by my developer in the new place for a year, and I was put right back in their brand-new building when they got it finished, and they built out my salon because, really, the little bit of money they spent on me was nothing compared to the lots of money they were going to make on the building. So to get somebody to finally shut up and, and move, they took very good care of me, and they are presently my landlords, and they're very nice to me. It's great. I have a great relationship with them, and it's all good. And so I would just advise anybody, because it's scary when it happens, because you think they have all the power. But if you can write and you can talk, you can make a deal for yourself that is good for you and your family. And that was what I learned in corporate America, how to negotiate. And that's what I was doing before I bought that shop. I worked in corporate America. And I took all kinds of classes, and one of them was a negotiating class. And I have negotiated that, my rent increases, et cetera, ever since. And that was the best class I ever had. And
well,
they
would be real proud of you.
Oh, I think they would. They would. And, you know, and it's, you know, I had a meeting last week with some hairdressers, and so a young lady was saying, you know, she didn't know about her rent, and I told her, you know, and my first rent was negotiated by my cousin, who was a real estate accountant, and he taught me a lot that day, you know, about rent increases, you know, the time you want, you know, the lease of time, you know, you don't want to go into a place and build out your salon and get a one-year lease. That would be nuts. You want to do 5 years, if you want 10 years, or you want to know what the city's going to do with the town, because I didn't know. And then after they started with, you know, the redevelopment, I found out this was in the master plan of the city, that they were going to make these changes over years. They had to just go through the statutory things that they needed to do it. So when people are looking for a salon, they need to go and find out what the city has planned for their town, and because then they'll know how it will impact them and their business.
Wow.
I hope I didn't just go on too much there.
No, not at all. We love it. And this is the information that we want to share. Now, let's switch up the gears a little bit. We want to tell folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have with us Edith Younger of A Cut Above Salon. And, again, they're in New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey, that is. And we want to talk about A Cut Above Salon. What exactly do you specialize in at the salon?
Okay, well, we do hair. We do relaxers. We cut. We style. Edith, personally, that would be me. I try to do an hair replacement, hair restoration, try to find out what's going wrong. If somebody's coming in and saying they have a hair loss, that is what I am working on myself, as well as I do everything else. But this is where I feel like, you know, my calling is. So it's just to help people keep their hair on their head. If they want it, if they don't, then I'll cut it for them. But my job is to make sure they have a healthy head of hair, and that's what I do. So to that end, I purchased a laser, which works wonderfully to help stimulate the follicle and make sure blood goes to that follicle so the hair can grow and stay. If to having some breakage or hair loss. I'm affiliated now. Go ahead.
No, no, I'm sorry. You go ahead. You're affiliated.
I was going to say I'm affiliated with a Dr. Larry Shapiro down in Florida who does hair transplants, and he's actually developed a shake to help hair growth with the vitamins that we need. And I continue to study. So that's what I think you have to do if you want to, you know, you want to serve people. You have to continually study. So I make it my business to try and go to a couple of major programs every year, you know, to continually learn what's going on in the field.
Are you finding that there are a lot of folks out there who have this problem of hair loss and need restoration?
Yes, absolutely. And some of it is self-inflicted. A lot of people, you know, with the braids and the weave, I do weave, but if you braid it, if you're doing braid weaves and you braid too tight, you're going to damage the follicle. And, you know, how many times have you seen people after they just get their hair braided, they're patting their head because it hurts, and they say, oh, this hurts. And I've seen them, I've actually seen people with, you know, the little braids around their hairline and the little white spots because it's pulling. And that will, over time, pull out that follicle. You've seen people with no edges, women with no edges. When I see people with dreads and they're really, really, really long, I just tell them, pull them up, tie them on top of your head. You do not want them hanging because they will literally pull out your hair. I've had clients come in who have dreads, and one lady told us, oh, I got up and there were two on the chair. And so we told her, they're too long. You have to cut them, or they're going to pull out your hair, and in a few years you'll be bald. You'll be looking like Stevie Wonder. This is not good, you know. So she cried, but she let us cut them. You know, shoulder length is good enough for that, because otherwise they will pull out their hair. And so that's what we try to do, is teach people the styles. They want the styles, but some styles are not necessarily great for them. And
well, speaking of, correct. Now, speaking of teaching and so forth, I wanted to just talk about education. Now, in the past, you've talked about how important it is for educators and consumers, so fans of our show out there, to educate themselves on what causes preventable hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that you're on a mission to tell everybody. What can you share that you're able to tell, like, even the other stylists, you know, what can you tell them in terms of how they're even treating some of their clients?
All righty. Okay, so I relax hair and love the process because it gives people the ability to style their hair the way they want to. When you're relaxing the hair, just do the new growth. When you smooth it, just use the back of the comb. Don't do this rubbing, because you will rub off that hairline, all right? Follow the manufacturer's directions as to the timing of the relaxer. If it says 15 minutes for mild, let it stay only 15 minutes. If it says 20 minutes for super, that's it. But don't leave it on and walk away from your customer. Don't place it right at the base, the root of the person's hair immediately. Leave a little bit of hair when you put the relaxer on it, then when you go back to smooth it, then go down to the base, to the root of the hair. And do it gently, because you're stretching the hair. So if you stretch and pull too much, you'll break it. And then when they shampoo, they should change that towel 2 to 3 times, because if you lay the person back in the bowl with the relaxer on their hair and the relaxer hits the bowl and it stays there, you don't rinse it or you just take too much time getting back there, you're going to eat away the nape of the neckline, the hair on the nape. So these are just things to be careful of, and then you change the towel when you rinse the hair. That's really quite simple. But a lot of people don't do it, don't know it. Consumers don't know that that should be done. Then it should be shampooed 2 to 3 times, rinse long, 5, 6, 7 minutes rinse to make sure all that product is off of the person's hair. Because if it stays, it will just simply eat it. That's just it. Because if a little bit gets on your arm and you don't notice it, in a minute you'll feel a stinging. So this is why people say, oh, my God, I'm burning. Well, maybe they're burning because the stylist has placed the product on their scalp immediately and doesn't have time to work it through the rest of the hair. So that's one thing. The second thing I would suggest for hairdressers and for the consumers to understand is if you have relaxed hair, that's a chemical, then you have color, that's a second chemical. So maybe you color your hair in a safe way. You color with a reddish brown or a brown or a lighter brown. But if you want blonde and you have relaxed hair, you're going to have short hair, period, end of story. Unless somebody, you know, really, really careful and it's a tone of blonde that isn't too much. But not a 12 on relaxed hair or it's just going to dry out. That's it. The other thing is if you have light-colored hair in the summer, keep it covered. Put a hat on, pull it up under the hair, because that hair that's out is going to burn if it's in the sun in the summer. So if you're going out to the beach, protect your hair. Hair is lovely. I just want people to have it if they want it. If they don't want it, cut it off. You know, it's up to you. But if you want it and you want long hair, then you have to take care of it. And moisture is really good for your hair. You just want to, you know, wash it and moisturize it, moisturizing conditioner, and make sure that it's just well cared for and taken care of. And then check with your hairdresser. Find out, has she had a class lately in anything? Because professionals spend time and money on their education. That's just the story. They do.
Great advice. Great advice. Now, Edith, we want to certainly mention you work with a company and you're a distributor. What company is that? And tell us about that.
Dudley Products. I'm the New Jersey distributor for Dudley Products. The company's been around for 45 years. It is a minority-owned company, family, actually. And now the daughter, Ursula Oglesby Dudley, is running the company. She is actually a Harvard lawyer, and she was in the president's class at Harvard. So she's now running the company, and they're doing great things. We're having an educational event in North Carolina in July, still open spaces if anybody's interested, hairdressers, licensed hairdressers. And it's an educational experience. So it's a good thing to do, and that's what they focus on. So I'm
great.
Looking forward.
Well, listen, first of all, again, we want to take a moment to just tell the folks, Edith, where you are and the name of your salon. Tell us about your website again and your phone number.
Okay, my salon is a Cut Above Salon in New Brunswick, New Jersey. www.acutabovehair.net, and it is, the phone number is 732-249.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and in honor of our 600th episode celebration, we're playing some of our classic interviews and sharing some behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Not Hair Radio Morning Show has chronicled our lives, mixing great hair and beauty talk with current events and shaping each broadcast with music and special guests. I want to thank you and to our amazing sponsors and advertisers. Now, let's take a listen back together. It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very special guest is a new addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show team. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome Lila the Goat. Good morning, Miss Lila.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. And I have to say, happy risings and all that wonderful good stuff to you. This is a big day. This is the first time the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show is actually meeting Miss Lila. So I'm so honored to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, now, and indeed, likewise.
Yes, Lila, we've got to start at the beginning because, first of all, I have to ask you, Lila the Goat, and this is L-Y-L-A, by the way, so tell us, how did you get the name Lila the Goat?
I gave it to myself because I'm self-proclaimed. I've been in this industry over 20 years, and I own it that I am one of the greatest of all time.
And when you say, okay, so that's what, for you guys out there who may not be familiar, when you see the G period, O period, A period, T, that is greatest of all time. That's what the GOAT stands for, okay? Not an actual, you know, animal, you know. So that's what we're talking about. Lila, I'm so honored to have you. You know, just catching up with one another through social media and listening and watching some of your amazing videos,
you are one of those individuals who have so much information to share. You're like an amazing, like a personality already, just to, you know, just bubbling over to help folks navigate and to do things with their lives. And I'm just real excited to welcome you to the show. But let me ask you, what would you like to bring to the Hair Radio Morning Show team? What would you like to bring to us and to our fans?
I want to bring enlightenment on a non-boring level. I want to reel you in with knowledge that will help you escape the bondages of ignorance on every level, not just hair. We have a lot of things going on in society that need to be addressed. And again, the hair industry is included with that. You know, we got a lot of shenanigans going on in the hair industry.
Oh, send your letters to Lila the Goat, folks. Okay,
get your pens
ready.
Absolutely.
Well, Lila, I have to say yes, and you know what? And I just joked, but I know that you're absolutely right. And this is why I say you are perfectly right for this, because we need somebody who can bring it. Who can just go and when folks are asking, they're sending in those questions. I call it Ask Lila. They're sending in those questions and emailing them and going on the Salon TV Network app send in those questions that they want you to, you know, spin in your own individual way. I can't wait. I'm super excited about it, and I think.
Well, neither can I.
So listen,
I
hear you. And the first thing I want to mention to everybody, to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that we are so, so proud. We're kind of preparing for this big premiere next month. I don't want to say date and month and time just yet, but we will keep you informed. So you got to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show each day, and we'll be bringing you the amazing Ms. Lila. We call Lila the Goat right here on our broadcast. To share her unique, we call it unique wisdom, because I think it is. Lila, I got to start by talking to a little bit about your background. Now, where are you out of? Where are you based from and all that wonderful good stuff? Anything you can share with us this morning?
Yes, briefly. I was born on Staten Island, New York.
Yay, New York, all right.
Yes, I acquired my first ounce of, I'm going to call it, cosmetology culture in my spirit when I was about 6 years old.
Oh, tell us how.
So my grandmother would not buy toys for me when I was a little girl. She showed me how to make a doll baby out of the Joy dishwashing liquid bottle showed me how to put the yarn on the top of the little ball and told me that's going to be your baby. And I'll be damned if I didn't make that my baby. That's how I learned how to braid, because I didn't have nothing else better to do, because she would not buy me toys. She would not spend her money on toys. Taught me how to make the dress, taught me how to sew the stitch to put the dress on, and showed me how to secure that hair onto that dishwashing liquid bottle. You know the little Joy? Joy? We don't even see those anymore.
Wow.
Yep. And that's how I learned how to braid. And then I started braiding Talia Wajid's only baby sister's hair initially. She was the one that used to get her hair done by me for school.
And Talia, she's super well known. She's like one of the leading hair entrepreneurs out there, and has been for a while.
Yes.
We are big fans of hers at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
So really good stuff.
Wow. Yes, hands down. Yeah, she taught me everything I know about how to secure that undetectable knot. That's very important, that high-price undetectable knot that we have in the industry. A lot of ladies that, you know, that are not doing now, but it's okay. And moving beyond that, I attended Kenneth Schuler School of Cosmetology here in the South. I also attended Baltimore Studio School of Hair Design in Baltimore, Maryland. Came to South Carolina, got reciprocity here, and pretty much have covered, I want to say, pretty much 85% of the industry, from hair color, hair cutting, braiding, weave.
The gamut.
Natural hair care, makeup, lashes, facials, pedicures, nails, you name it. There's pretty much nothing that I haven't done, even professionally, under the license.
Well, Lila, the other thing I wanted to say, and I know that pedicures really jump out for some reason. Why is that? You love pedicures.
Oh.
Why? What? Tell us about that love for pedicures.
I'm addicted. I've grown to be addicted to it. I have a fetish with what most would want to call ugly, dirty, dry, crusty, fungus-infected foot, you know, even though
I'm bringing you right to New York City. I know exactly where to take you, and you can have all the crusty feet you like.
Ooh, I love that. But I was just going to mention that, you know, as licensed cosmetologists, we're not technically, it's against the law for us to diagnose fungus, but, you know what I'm saying. and so give me that so that I can transform it into a work of art.
Well, I have to tell you, as I have mentioned, and we're shouting out Dr. Ragland this morning, we want to certainly gotta connect you guys because she's our foot expert here as well on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Lila the Goat, I've got to say I'm so excited to welcome you again. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line today is a new contributor to our broadcast that we are so happy to have you in the family of Hair Radio and to be sharing your advice and wisdom each week. Now, you're going to have your own 30-minute segment coming up very soon. We're going to keep you guys informed on that. And in the meanwhile, you'll be joining us with panel discussions and dropping some wonderful nuggets of information on us with your unique perspective. So we're going to keep you guys informed. Lila, anything you'd like to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
I just would like to just give love to all of the people all over the world, for everyone. I'm not leaving anybody out. All the, even the babies that ain't even born yet. I just want to give you love and this corona, COVID-19 hug and kiss.
Awesome. Well, I have to say, Lila the Goat, thank you so very much for being with us. Much appreciated. And we look forward to your new broadcast. Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Me on the line. He's a new barber pretty much at the beginning of his career. His name is Darren Scott. Now, he's out in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis area, I should say. It is my honor to welcome Mr. Darren Scott to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just great, Darren. I want to kind of jump right on in. I want to tell the folks a little bit more. Now, are you in Indianapolis, Indiana, or are you in, like, one of the suburbs or something like that?
No, I am located in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. All right. And I should say for the folks out there, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there who are in the Indy area. We broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York. So that's, I'm just kind of becoming more familiar with that. All right. So let's just say now you are a barber stylist, self-described barber stylist.
Tell us a little bit about that. Why do you prefer the styling more, the barbering more, or both more, or how do you describe yourself?
I think barber stylist is for me the perfect explanation of what I do with my craft. So specifically, I combine the barbering aspect with the fades and the techniques, and I combine it with the styling aspects with sheer work and texturizing and just really learning the long length and textures down really well. So I combine the two, and my style is a little bit more unique than the typical barber out there. And I do women hair and color and relaxers and perms, so I kind of have to apply the female draw as well. So that's why I like to use barber stylist instead of just barber.
Now, I don't think we run across too many of the gentleman barbers out there who do both. Usually they tend to kind of gravitate, it seems to me, but, you know, I could be wrong, but that's the way it seems to me. So do you have a preference, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, I definitely prefer...
Or should I say a leaning?
I definitely prefer men hair, fading, for example. But the challenges that come from women hair and trying to understand and figure those out I really enjoy those. You know, it's a different X factor in the field that it's just so helpful to know and understand how to do. And I really enjoy doing women hair just as much as I do fading, but I prefer the men conversation and the men interaction. So
a little bit. Okay. So I kind of like this because as you were talking, I was thinking, I said, well, hold it. Some shops, though, it's rare. It's hard. To me, it seems like it would be hard to find a shop where it kind of speaks to both male, you know, men and women at the same time. You know, because a lot of times the women don't feel so comfortable being around the guys, you know, the cutting hair, not so much the barbers, but sometimes the clients. So I think that's interesting, you know. So, you know, what do you say to something like that? Or, you know, you ever thought of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think that it's a professionalism standpoint. At that point, really, when any client comes into the shop, you really have to really read them as much as you can, just so you don't offend anybody or say anything out of line or out of context. But I know my coworkers, they're super respectful. They're super professional. So anytime any of my clients come in, they all feel welcome and comfortable. So that's a blessing.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with what you reflect and your personality. And I can hear that and see that. So I think that's a big part of it. Listen, folks out there, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a new barber on the line with me today. He's out in the Indianapolis area. His name is Darren Scott. Darren, I want to kind of say, you know, I love your story because I was reading or doing some research, and I see that you really, you are a very educated man. You know, you started out in a different area, so to speak, at least your field of study. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about your education background, and then we'll bridge this over into your barbering career?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Amazing.
With a minor in, thank you, I appreciate that, and a minor in digital forensics from Ball State University in Muncie.
Hold it, digital forensics? What is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to tell us what digital forensics is. what is digital forensics?
Basically, it's just a fancy word.
Oh, CSI. We get it. Is it CSI?
Yeah, that's pretty much... That's pretty much the simple term, the CSI type of dealing with just online focus. You know, I took a lot of HTML classes and JavaScript classes for coding and things like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that you say that, because one of the big things that I wanted to talk about is, well, first, let's kind of go back a little bit. You're, because you have this amazing degree in, you know, in criminal justice and all of that, the, you know, and you have, how did you transition over to making, you know, jumping over to the barbering, you know, career? And has that helped you having that background? Even though I know it's something totally different, has that played any part in your success in getting started as a barber?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
So I'll have to – I guess I'll jump from the beginning. When I was 15, I found out I had an older brother who I didn't know about. He had contacted me, found me on Facebook. We had
– Wow.
You know, had a few – We had a few conversations here and there. We finally met up, and it was just—I never had a brother, so it was something someone I really looked up to and admired and appreciated. And on the side, he was cutting hair. He'd been cutting hair since he was 15. So he'd been cutting hair since for 15 years already. Because at this time, he's 30, and I looked up to him. I wanted to be just like him, so I kind of noticed, I started paying attention to techniques he was doing and just really appreciating the art of cutting hair. So I started, you know, practicing on myself, and I got the hang of it fairly quick. And my buddies started, yo, you know, can you give me a haircut, or you know, just the typical thing that most barbers go through.
Right, right.
And then I didn't start taking it seriously until I went to college. So I graduate high school, I go to college, and I bought my first pair of Andis Masters clippers going into college, and I kind of just took off from there. My first semester of college, I sat down and had a conversation with my parents. I told them I didn't want to be at school. I wanted to go to barber school.
And how did that conversation go?
Not well.
Okay.
They supported me in any decision I made, but ultimately it was up to me, and I decided to stay in school, and I'm glad I did. I stayed in school, and it just made me, in terms of socially, just blossom into the man I am, and made me be able to hold and maintain conversations with really any demographic, really anybody. So that helped me out tremendously. And then I graduated college, moved to Chicago. I worked law enforcement for a little bit. And
because you wanted to be a police officer, I heard. So
I was in the process. And, you know, I'd been hired, and I was going through all of that. Yeah, and When you know what you want to do with your life, you kind of know. Like, it's hard to deny it. So I was kind of having an internal battle this entire time. And where I was living at in Chicago, there was a Chicochi University of Beauty Culture, like 5 minutes from where I lived, and I drove past it every day.
Wow.
It was kind of like taunting me. Like, every time I was driving by, I was like, man, I would have to go there.
Wow.
And I finally made the decision to quit the law enforcement path and enroll in barber school.
Because it's almost the antithesis of, you know, being an officer, so to speak, the hair and beauty industry, I think one would think. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just an amazing story. Now, I still also want to go back to find out, so what did your brother think about you doing hair, you know, cutting hair and kind of following in his path?
I've had many conversations with him about this. I fully credit my brother for giving me the spark with hair. So he gave me the spark, and I never stopped with it. I kept running with it. I kept developing my craft and continuing to educate myself in my field. And he's one of my biggest supporters. I cut his hair to this day, and he's proud of me. He's super proud of me, so it's awesome.
Well, it's also nice that you have a brother that you had, you know, discovered later. I think that's just the whole story is amazing. Folks, you know, we're talking with Mr. Darren Scott. He's at Barber out in Indianapolis, Indiana, just so that we get that on out there. And I have to say that we're really proud of all that you're doing. You're really getting off the ground. Sounds like you started kind of a lot further along than a lot of folks who have been doing barbering for a much longer time. You have a good head on you, you know, on your shoulders, as they say. So this is really cool.
Yeah.
We're happy to talk with you. So now, well, it's my pleasure. So we always have to ask everybody. We know that the first thing you want to have, marketing, you put yourself out there and probably ultimately have a shop or something. Have those ideas crossed your mind?
Yeah. So I've always, As a kid, I always either wanted to be a cop or I wanted to be a teacher. So I actually want to go back to school within the next probably year or two and get my instructor's license so I can teach barbering. And that's the main goal I want to accomplish at the moment, but eventually – I would absolutely love to own my own establishment and just bring my vibe and my look, my outlook on just the beauty industry into an environment. And I'm super excited for all the opportunities that I'm going to have within the next few years.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely going to make those opportunities happen one way or another.
And I have to say, in kind of doing my own deep dive, as we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I saw that you had somewhere, came across that you had worked with kind of like at-risk youth, and it seemed like you lit up when you talked about it. So can you tell the listeners out there what that experience was like and how you feel about that?
Yeah, so after I graduated college, I worked at a youth juvenile facility with more of a rehabilitative focus, and I worked there for about 3 months before I moved to Chicago, and it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. Just to listen to the kids, they ranged from like 7 or 8 to about 17. They all had different experiences. They were all at this facility for a different reason and a different purpose. Some were sex offenders. Some were kids that were going through the system because their family wasn't in the right, mental or physical situation. But each conversation I had with these kids, it resonated with me in a personal level, and it really touched my soul when I was having these conversations with these kids, what they had been through, what they had experienced in life, and it was so crushing to hear that the things that they were going through at such a young age. And I actually continue to talk to a handful of them to this day. You know, they come to me with the for advice, and when I left, they were all fairly upset because they felt like at least the ones that I had talked to said that they felt I was one of the people they could really vent to and that would actually care and actually listen to them. And it wasn't that I was trying to do that. It's just in my nature to empathize with people and understand where they're coming from and really just genuinely care, because I don't think enough humans actually care about other people. So yeah, that alone right there was just life-changing, a life-changing experience and atmosphere for me. So thank you to the Youth Opportunity Center in Muncie, Indiana, and I wish all those kids well. I hope they're doing well, and I hope that there's many others that are working there that have the same impact that the kids told me I had on them.
Well, it sounds like this really is your calling, and all of that lends itself to your barbering, you know, and silent career very clearly. So this is just awesome. And talk about barbering. Let's talk a little bit of technical skills, if you will. You seem to be known for fading, and or you seem to like fading really, really, really a lot. Because I think I've seen you talk about fading a bit. So can you share with us, how that plays a part, or is that a big thing for you, or you know maybe the utensils that you use.
Yeah.
You know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So fading to me and perfecting a really smooth blend for a client is and can be one of the most frustrating things in our field. But I really feel like I have the grasp on it. I really take the canvas and I look at it like a piece of art. You know, I really want my edges, so my lineups to be sharp and crisp, and I really want my blends to just be smooth to where it's from across the room, it looks clean. So with fading, I use three or four different clippers, ranging from Babyliss Pro to Andis to Wall, but I also combine a lot of styling, you know, like sheer over comb and a little bit of clipper over comb. There's a lot of things that play into just getting the hair and the canvas just right. And really, it's all about making your client satisfied as well. So to me, a big part of the industry has nothing to do with actual talent and actual application. It's all about building rapport with your client and building that relationship and just making sure they're happy with their style and what works best for them on a day-to-day basis. And did I educate my clients well enough to replicate my styling at home? So I'll recommend certain products that would be good, or if they, you know, in the wintertime, I'll recommend certain shampoos or just anything along the lines of just building a relationship, a deeper relationship than a client to barber relationship. An actual friendship is important
Wow.
to me, and almost all of my clients and I have a very good friendship and relationship. That goes deeper than, you know, just, hey, here's a haircut and here's your money. You know, it's
exactly.
A lot deeper than that to me.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you what you're saying is you have to care, and I think that's what we're getting from Darren Scott
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow. So what's next for you, Darren? What's next for Darren Scott?
honestly, I try not to, you know, get a big head. I know I'm talented, but I really just see the sky as the limit for me at this point. You know, Indiana, my name's getting out there. I've been
well, you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show today, so you're literally on all over the world. We have listeners in Australia and Africa, as well as Italy, as well as, I mean, we have folks who tune into our show just about in every corner of the world, literally. And, of course, from New York to L.A. And we're in Brooklyn, New York, and we're on, you know, so just imagine the folks that you're reaching this morning who are now going to know who you are. And you are in great company with all these other folks that have been on our broadcast. We're happy to have you. You fit right in.
The opportunity, and I just want to take a moment to say, like, if anybody ever has any questions or needs advice with just barbering or gaining more clientele or just really anything in the field or really in life, I'm always available to have conversations. I'm always open. I'm always here to listen to anybody. And I love this field. I absolutely adore this field. I couldn't imagine being in any other career choice. And I'm truly blessed that I'm so passionate. I'm so grateful for that, because I wouldn't be in this position had I not loved this so much.
Absolutely. Well, I love that your background, to me, still enables you. It helps you so much to reach, you know, you're talking to a lot of younger folks. You're talking to a lot of urban young people who, you know, and how folks go out. You know, there's so much going on civilly in the world and so much chaos and things like that. That just, you know, knowing, you know, what you know and studying to become an officer. And then on the flip side, being able to relate to, you know, these young folks out there through your barbering is just phenomenal, and bridge that and you know, and being connected to the youth and trying to get them to be on the right path. So, yes, go ahead, please, Mr. Darren Scott.
I just want everything in my, anything I can do in my own power to spark a mind or really reach the future, which is the youth. You know, I'm only 25, but I started hair.
The same age as the radio show. You're the same age as our broadcast.
Yes, I was born in September of 95.
All right, so you're the same age. Wow.
But the youth is just the key. And anytime I cut younger clientele, I'm always kind of sort of trying to not say like, hey, this would be a really good field. If I feel like they would be a good field for them, then I would suggest it. Just, you know, kind of put my two cents in. Well, you know, this, that, and the third, I feel like you would do really well in this field. Or even some of my older clientele. I've had older clientele reach out to me and ask me, you know, how is being a barber, how is in your personal life, and how do you balance everything?
And what do you tell them?
It's the best field in the world. I support anybody that wants to take a leap of faith for themselves.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you've taken that leap of faith today, being a guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so proud and so happy, Mr. Darren Scott. Anybody you want to shout out to before we close out?
Yeah, I would, actually. I'd like to shout out Antoine Pei and Austin Highball. Without them, I wouldn't be in the position I would be as a barber. I met them both when I was 17 in high school, and I went to get my hair cut at the shop, and they've been my biggest supporters.
Wow.
From day one. They've been telling me to go to school since they saw my passion in the field. So I have nothing but absolute respect and love for both of them. So shout out to them. And then another huge shout out to one of my coworkers, who actually has as much passion as I do in this field. His name's Devin Alexander, Master Faded is the nickname. He's a phenomenal man, and that guy is someone I look up to in the industry for sure. So shout out to those three individuals, all coming out of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Awesome. Well, listen, Darren Scott, we are going to keep our eyes on you right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so proud of your success. You're off to an amazing start. You really are. So this is just fantastic. So thanks so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we hope
you
come back.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very special edition. It's called Beard Radio, and my very special guest is Dr. Pranik James. You guys know her as the Beard Huntress out there, along with her very special guest I call the Kings, the Beard Kings. So, Pranik, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in the way of beards, and what's your connection with all of this? Of course, we've got the Beard Huntress. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, of course, I am the Beard Huntress, Dr. Pranik James. Why trust your beards to anyone else? The beard industry right now is moving very, very fast. My connection with the beard industry, I actually started about 2 years ago. For those that don't know what I actually do, I am a trichologist, so I do work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state. So actually providing services for beards was kind of different for me. I thought it was a very fun project for me to venture into. And once I got into it, I realized, I was like, okay, beard is hair, actually. So I actually took that same approach, you know, providing services for men that truly wanted to achieve a healthy beard. I took that, you know, that same, you know, healthy hair approach. And from there, the concept grew, you know, even greater when it actually moved internationally. So I'm really excited about everything surrounding the beer industry. I love everything about beers. And my guests up here today, I have, you know, the Beer Kings of USA and the Beer Kings of Nigeria. And we actually have collaborated and taken this beard thing to another level. So really fun project for me. And like I said, I just took that healthy hair approach and actually merged it into providing healthy hair, healthy beard services for bearded men.
Awesome. And I'm going to jump in. I just wanted to say, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the show, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Dr. Pranik James, along with all of the Beard Kings from both America and Nigeria. Please kindly, gentlemen, if you don't mind, any background noise, televisions, to silence all of those and to try to speak as loudly as you can so that our amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and the new Beard Radio would be able to hear you guys clearly. And so, again, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome you. And let's get some of the folks a little bit familiar with everyone. We've got Marty Riddick out of Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and also Jalil from Virginia Beach, Virginia, as well as Dr. Pranik James from Virginia Beach, Virginia, of course, and from Nigeria, from Lagos, Nigeria, Daniel Olufosu, and you guys can correct me if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. But we welcome you, and bless you. We welcome you to the broadcast. Now, for me, beards are very important, and on my side at Hair Radio and my company called Carapy, my brand, of course, but I just want to say that
I believe that the mustache and the beard, so we're not going to leave out the mustache, folks. It's kind of, isn't it kind of understood that the mustache kind of goes with it a little bit? Is that the right understanding, Pranik?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You can redirect it if you...
Yes, absolutely. You know, I provide services for men, whether they're growing it, they have a shadow, a goatee, or a full actual beard. I provide services for all three. So definitely the mustache goes hand in hand, and there is an art to the styling of beards and the actual shaping of the beard. So if the mustache is not, of course, shaped properly, it's actually going to, you know, throw the contourity of the beard off as well. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Marquis Riddick, let's start with you and Jaleel down in Virginia Beach. So you guys are here in America. You are the beard kings here in America. What can you tell us about your experience being a beard kings here in America? Let's start with you, Marquis.
It's a good experience. It's different, especially when it comes to a beard. It's more of that something that you never think a beard can take go places. You never thought that. I think back in long time ago, beards was the thing. Bare face was the thing. So it's like now the beard's taking over. And I happen to be one to have a good beard, so it's like the thrill of it that a beard can bring people together, bring entertainment, bring gatherings. So that's one thing that's a good experience for me.
And what do you think ushered in this new interest in beards? Where do you think it kind of started?
I'm going to say how I look at it. I know from biblical days, they say Samson, his hair was his strength. So I look at the same thing as my beard. Beard is my Samson. So it's like...
I hear you.
It's like... So it's like the beard itself is with not long with not just that, it gives a distinctive look, and it kind of show a little more masculinity. So it's like that right by itself lets me know that the way the beard is going, far as people are looking for, far as women wise, I think women are looking for that masculinity look for in the male that helps them be attractive to them and show, okay, that this is a real man, supposedly. So, that's what I look at as going far as the physical appearance of it. But far as the mental behind it, with the beard makes it even better because on the mental and the beard coincide with each other, it makes the beard and you look that more profound and people look at you more differently than a person that have a beard.
Absolutely. Now, Jaleel, do you agree with that and do you have a perspective on it being here in America as one of the beard kings?
Yeah, definitely. For me, being a model, I always try to separate myself from other people to stand out. So a beard for me was like an accessory. You know, you put your socks on, your clothes, you got your jewelry, your watch, whatever may be the case, and then you have your beard. You got to get your beard ready. With me being a model, it always has to be on point, looking good. So to present myself to the world, I always had to have a good beard, had to look crisp, clean, you know, edge up, all that stuff. So it took a life of its own, and then people just like, I love your beard so much, and then, you know, you can grow it different lengths, keep it short, long, whatever may be your preference. And so it just took off. So I love having a beard.
Awesome. Okay, well, I can't wait to see some of these pictures from the Beard Kings, from all of you guys. So this is going to be just awesome and for our amazing fans. Now, I want to turn to the gentleman from Lagos, Nigeria, Mr. Daniel Odufosi. And you can tell me if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. So welcome to... Yes, welcome to the Hair. I'm going to have you to pronounce your name. Please tell us your name. It sounds so eloquent when you say it, of course. Please.
Olusoji Daniel.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call you Daniel. And I welcome you to this broadcast because I've got to practice. I love your name. I've got to practice it a bit. But over in Nigeria, over in Lagos, what can you tell us about the hair? It's a little different here in America, I believe. but the perception of beards. Is there a different significance in Africa, in your opinion?
Okay. I think it's about the same thing all over the world. Jali was talking about how your beards make you stand out. And it's the same thing here. You know, when you have your beards, you kind of like you're going extra being a man. You know, everybody would, when you walk into a place, people turn around and I'm like, oh, okay, it's got a beard. So it kind of gives me attention. I become easily noticed wherever I go. And, you know, it makes you look beautiful if you can take good care of it, you know. It's just like wearing a perfume,
wow.
You know. Wherever you go, you're easily noticed, you know. You get to see the love everywhere. People want to ask you how you go about it, how you have so much beautiful hair on your face, and, you know, black, shiny, and all that stuff. You know, some guys want to know what you're using. The ladies sometimes want to feel it, you know.
Really?
So
wow.
A lot of love, and yeah. I'm sure you can, Jelly, you can testify to that.
Oh, man. Don't
well, your beard must be singing a song.
the females, they'll look at it, and if you take care of your beard, you can tell the difference between a dry beard and a beard that somebody keeps well-conditioned with beard oil and stuff in it. So they'll be like, it looks soft. Can I touch it? And I'm always like, no, because, like, I don't know if you don't know if people wash their hands. They get their germs in your beard, and your hair might fall out. You never know. So
that's
I'm
Jalil,
I'm
right?
I'm Jalil. So
Jalil, I have to say,
touch my beard.
Exactly. And for you being a model, this is a bigger challenge as well. And that's
definitely
the thing. Well, for all of you as beard kings, this is something because, and I was going to turn to Pranique about this, Dr. Pranique James, because I look at it as beard care. This is where it kind of correlates to how you care for your beard. What steps are you doing? What are you doing to take care? And it sounds like you guys have it all figured out. And that is amazing. So, Pranique, what are some of the steps that you can suggest also, some easy steps to get us started if we want to have better beard care?
Well, absolutely. Beard maintenance is very, very important. Like the gentleman was saying, you can literally tell if someone is taking care of their beard or not. So I always like to start with, you know, my saying is always a healthy beard begins with a healthy start, and it starts from within. A lot of men don't realize that if you are not healthy, for the most part, okay, you're not going to have a healthy beard. So nutrition, number one, means a whole lot with growing a healthy, vibrant, full beard. And, of course, genetics play a huge part as well. You know, there are a lot of guys out here that want to grow full beards, et cetera, but, you know, genetics play a huge part in growing a beard. And then maintenance, you know, using topical treatments, making sure first that the beard is properly cleansed, okay? It starts with the proper shampoo to cleanse the beard, cleanse the skin underneath. Because if you're not cleansing properly, it doesn't matter what you're applying to the beard topically as for your oils and your balms, the beard is not going to be receptive. Keep in mind that the hair grows out of a follicle. So I use, like I said, the same approach that I use to healthy hair care. So it starts with coming and detoxifying the beard, making sure, again, that the skin and the beard is properly cleansed. So once you clarify the beard, then you're going to come back in and moisturize it with your beard oil. You know, there are a lot of gentlemen using the balm to, you know, moisturize the beard, but it doesn't start there. It actually starts with the oil coming in, nourishing the skin underneath, you know, because if the skin underneath is dry, then, of course, they're going to have a dry, brittle beard. So very, very important beard care, taking the necessary steps. So coming in properly cleansing first, making sure that you are using a shampoo that is detoxifying the beard as well as the hair, removing all impurities, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, sweat, that deposit on the beard, make the beard very dry and brittle. Medications, if they go swimming, is going to take everything out. And then, of course, applying the proper moisture back into the beard, whether that be a beard, you know, conditioner oil or a an oil, making sure that the oils have the proper properties in it to target the specific. So if they have a patchy beard or, you know, have breakage in the beard, want to make sure they're able to get that proper protein in there, strengthening the beard. So using oils that have strengtheners in it as well as moisturizer, giving it that balance. And then the balm is used more so for styling, keeping the beard in place, especially, you know, if they're going out, you know, et cetera. So, again, taking the proper steps, cleansing, and properly moisturizing. And then, of course, brushing.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, guys don't realize that they need to brush their beard and not with a hard bore brush. You need something kind of soft where it's not going to scratch the skin or cause abrasions, you know, within the, you know, their skin underneath. So you want to use a soft bore brush. And what that does is, you know, by brushing prior to coming in with your regimen, that's going to increase the overall microcirculation, which, of course, will help to enhance as for growth.
Absolutely.
And allow the ears to flourish, okay?
Absolutely. And I love the way you just explained that, Dr. Pranit James, on beard care and some of the proper ways to care for your beard. Back to Mr. Marquis Riddick, I wanted to ask you about when you started to grow your beard. Was it a challenge for you to grow your beard, or did it just grow naturally?
Just grew naturally. I just took the chance. Also for religion purposes, also because I'm Muslim, so it was like that was a plus for me to grow it, because I was already growing it when I became Muslim. It gave me more strength to grow it. So those all that is not really not to have to do with style or trending anything. Just that's part of me and part of religion purposes. So
that's
my
amazing.
Beard actually has a meaning to why I grow mine.
Absolutely. So you have literally a different layer to all of this, and that's very interesting. Awesome. Now I have to say, over in Lagos. I have not been to Africa just yet. I'm looking forward to coming over there. Will I see a lot of gentlemen? Daniel, will I see a lot of guys with beards over there?
Yes, 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 yes. There are lots of guys with beards here in Lagos. You know, the size of the beards differ, the shapes differ, but there are lots of guys here with beards, you know. Many may be goatees, you know, and all that, because, you know, so many people would, I think in the corporate world, it's not everybody who can keep a full-grown beard, you know, because of their jobs and all that, the requirements to do that. And some places of work may not, you know, permit for people to be able to keep full-grown beards and all that stuff, you know. So, but there are lots of guys with beards in different sizes and shapes. And I can say that it is becoming a new trend in fashion hair, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard ladies who would ask their, you know, maybe husbands or their boyfriends or, you know, their spouses to go keep beards because they love the feel. They want to have something to play with. They want to see their man looking manly and all that stuff, you know. So I think beard is becoming a trend in our fashion here in Africa and in Lagos particularly.
Well, Daniel, I think you set it all on that. Something to play with. We will give them that. I love that. Beard care, taking care of your beard well. And the mustache. We're not going to leave that out. As I mentioned at the top of this wonderful interview, that we want to make sure that the mustache, of course, and I think you explained it eloquently, Dr. James, as well. You know, the mustache is along with that. Now, Jaleel, let's turn back to you. You're in Virginia Beach. You've embarked upon a modeling career. Have you ever had anyone say, well, they want you to shave your beard off to do a modeling gig?
I haven't experienced that yet, and that's always been, like, one of my biggest thoughts is when you blow up more, will like for a movie role or a commercial, they're like, oh, we need you to cut the beard off. But I think now in society and where we are in America and everywhere over the world, I think it's more accepting now, kind of like with tattoos. I think, like, it goes hand in hand now. I think that's a look a lot of companies are looking for is a beard and tattoos, which I have both. So I think that they really don't press the issue like it was, like, back in the days when modeling was going on. It was more that clean cut, no beard, no mustache, just crisp look. Now I think more so it's whatever separates you from the competition and other people, what makes you stand out above the best, because you have to bring, you have to sell their product to the people. So you have to stand out above everybody else. So I think it's more accepting now.
Well, I have to say, as the Beer Kink, let me just bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. If you're just joining us, this is a very special episode. It's called Beard Radio, and it's right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And how we really could not kick this particular episode off any better. We had to start at the top, and that means just one name, Dr. Pranik James. Now, along with Dr. Pranik James, we have our very, very special guest joining us, and we're talking about the Beard Kings of America and Nigeria. I'm just beyond honored to welcome everyone to the Hair Radio Morning Show, our very big, big launch for Beard Radio. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Dr. Pranik James. Now, what's next for the Beard Kings, Dr. James? What else can we say that's happening for all the Beard Kings? What are they going to be, what's their mandate out there? What do they go and open up? Different types of events and things like that. What is one of the main functions and goals of the Beard Kings?
Of course, we're always on the move. Prior to COVID-19, we were scheduling the Nigeria Beard Festival.
The Nigerian Beard Festival?
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So,
tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So I recently visited Nigeria. Prior to the COVID-19, I, of course, traveled to and from every 2 months.
Wow.
So the last time I was there in January, we were planning, myself, along with Daniel, we were planning the Nigeria Beard Festival, where he was going to be crowned, or he is the Beard King of Nigeria, but we were going to do the official crowning. And we were going to have all the bearded men all over Nigeria come in and participate, more so a social meet and greet event, and provide them with information on, you know, beard care, fashion, you know, et cetera, everything that surrounds beard. So it's going to be a really huge event. It's still in the making, so definitely stay on the lookout for that. Hopefully, you know, or prayerfully, you know, this year. If not, we'll plan for next year, but it will definitely happen. So that's one of our bigger events. But of course, you know, with the Beard Kings as a whole, is a movement. We are a movement. And, you know, we have so many things, you know, planned. We're constantly, you know, moving forward with what we're doing. So just stay on the lookout. There's a lot that we have in store. You know,
well, I can tell you this. Hair Nation Expo welcomes the Beard Kings and
yes,
the Beard Huntress.
Excited.
Yes, we are so looking forward to all of you joining us at the world's very first and only 8 consecutive day live hair show in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So we are really, really excited at the Showboat Hotel starting May 1st through May 8th, Saturday to Saturday, of 2021. Complete details are already available at www.hairnationexpo.biz. That's B-I-Z dot biz. Please visit the website. Morning coffee, vanilla latte serve to go. Drink it slow.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is October. It's Wednesday, October 13th. of 2021. It is our show number 622, show number 622. We're marching towards show number 650. 650, we'll be having another milestone celebration, we call it. And we're happy to have you guys with us today. We've been listening to some of our recent guest interviews, and we kind of opened up the broadcast. If you're just joining us, you might have missed this, but we opened up with the broadcast, opened up the broadcast, I should say, with one of our Fave Five episodes that we had done previously, and I love it. The Fave Five is where we count down five of my favorite interviews of all time, and we literally air the complete uninterrupted interview, the full interview. You're not getting a blurb, a clip, a piece, or anything like that. You're getting the full-on interview that aired originally on this broadcast. So it's a great way for us to kind of look back at some of the things that have affected us on this broadcast. Again, we just mentioned over 600 three-hour broadcasts. And let me just be clear, that makes us the most successful hair radio show in the history of broadcasting. So we must make that clear. And we'll continue to march on and march forward. We'll be back. We've got some other surprises coming in, coming up in just a bit. So thanks so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're thanking our legacy sponsors, everybody from Smooth Black to FixYourFeet.com to Rugged Evolution Beard Care to Stimulating Roots. We are just so excited that we have these folks who stay with us, who broadcast every single solitary day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Then we turn to our folks who kind of weave in and out with us throughout the months. But I must say, you can advertise with us for just a 30-day period, or you can stay with us month to month and become a legacy sponsor right here, where you have greater access to what happens here on the Hair Radio Show. You may be given a producer credit and so much more. So if you're in the hair and beauty business, this is the place for you. So we'll talk more about it. We've got some new things on the way, more panel discussions, much more hair talk, lots of DIY things happening, new music, and so much more. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, grab another cup of coffee, sit back, and stay tuned. We've got much more to go.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99 at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounds that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, N like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very next guest comes to us from Australia. Her name is Catherine Rondebel. We're going to have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Kerry, and I hope everything is very well with yourself.
It is going great. Well, first of all, it's morning here in New York as we talk live on the air, but where you are is actually nighttime. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of difference. So tell us the time difference so we can kind of get the understanding. Is it like the same day as America in the Northeast, or the next day or the next night? How does that work all the way in Australia?
Well, it is 12 hours after you, so it's 9:30 p.m. here.
Okay, got it. 12 hours after us. Wow. Okay, wow, very interesting. Okay, well, with that in mind, we're going to move on. We got so much to talk about. First of all, Catherine, technically I should welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been with us many times in the past, and one of the major reasons, I should say, is because of what you have done and who you are. As the creator of Headbed, you've done just an enormous contribution to the hair and beauty industry. So first of all, let's have you tell everybody officially what Headbed is.
Well, thank you, Gary. My clients who used to come to see me with neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches after having been to a hair salon, it got me thinking about the position of a person's head and neck when they are at the shampoo basin. And research from the medical literature shows, and I was not surprised to find, that there's medical evidence of neck injury and even, in the worst case scenario, strokes. Mm. So I designed a headbed to have a support placed under the head of the person, and therefore it takes all the weight off the head and the neck therefore can relax. There's a lot less pressure on the neck and its delicate blood vessels and nerves when the head is properly supported at the basin. The neck can take up to 40 pounds of pressure on the vertebrae if the head is reclined backwards and not supported at the shampoo basin. So this is what really motivated me nearly 7 years ago now to design and research and make a headbed.
Well, I'm just blown away because, first of all, for our listeners out there, the folks who are in and around the hair and beauty industry, this may be the very first time they're really ever hearing of a syndrome such as this. Can you talk to us a little bit about this and how it's, this has kind of come to light? I mean, you really have been sharing this for quite a bit of time. So kind of bring everybody up to speed on what this beauty parlor syndrome, stroke syndrome, is all about.
Yes, well, it was actually published by a New York doctor, a neurologist, who started looking at a pattern of injury and strokes that happened particularly to women, middle-aged women in particular, as they'd come back from hair salons. So whether the same day or a few days later, they developed symptoms of slurred speech or pain down the arm or headaches, and then eventually ended up with strokes. And these would be ladies in their 40s and 50s. So he published an article in a very prestigious medical journal to say, look, there is a very definite problem there. So beauty parlor stroke syndrome, as it's called, or salon sink radiculopathy, which is a very fancy name to say that pain travels down the nerve branches of the neck from too much pressure on the neck. And that all happens because a human head weighs anything between 4 to 5 kilos, which is about 8 to 10 pounds.
Lying, I'm so glad you did
lying backwards.
That you gave us the, what did you call it, the exchange.
Yes, I think in the US you're more into pounds, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I'm like, please say pounds. Wow. Well, I tell you, this is just something that literally unnerves folks, because when they go to, especially our fans out there, they go to the hair salons, they're not expecting this. Should this be part of the consultation, in your opinion, of the professionals to share with their clients, their prospective clients, when they come in the door?
Oh, absolutely. Finding out if the person already has some pain or some injury or some musculoskeletal problems is very important when they are about to sit at the basin and place their head backwards. And you have two types of basins. In America, I've noticed that there is a fixed to the plumbing and the cabinetry type of basin, and there is the other one, which is called a backwash, which the basin tilts down to a person's shoulders. But in both cases, if the person's head is not supported, then all the pressure goes onto the neck vertebrae. So it's very important. And hairdressers are very caring people. They always try and make their clients comfortable. And I know some hairdressers have injured their wrists because they're trying to support, to hold the weight of the head of the client whilst they're doing the shampoo with one hand. So definitely ask about it. Ask the clients, have they already got any pre-existing issues with their neck? But often it's not known because it all happens on the inside, on the little blood vessels that travel through the neck vertebrae. And who, you wouldn't know as a hairdresser if somebody has a potential for strokes or, you know, has high blood pressure or could have some plaque build up in their blood vessels. So
and
it's very tricky. So the easy.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was just going to say that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They would take the proper precaution. And usually that's see a doctor, you know, after that point. But I'll tell
that's
you,
right.
Catherine, this is just amazing. Now, it's quite, you know, a lot going on these days, and I do want to turn to that. But I do want to talk a little bit more about this amazing device. We're talking about HeadBet today. And my very special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Australia, is Miss Catherine Rondebell, who we just appreciate and adore here on our show. She's been a friend and family member here to the Hair Radio Show, folks, for many years. Catherine, so I want to definitely talk about this. Now, you mentioned the basin, and we call them sinks here as well for you guys out there listening. Right. So
the shampoo bowl.
The shampoo bowl. There you go. Exactly. And we're talking about, I want to paint a picture. So we're talking about that curvature where it kind of allows for the neck to fit in that little groove on those sinks that
groove.
You see at the salons
Correct.
And barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much. And so you have the device that kind of literally is so easy. And I do mean it's easy to just pretty much lay right on there, but it has
exactly.
a huge, right? It has a very, so this is not something that is difficult to affix to the sink. Can you just describe process again?
Sure. You can retrofit the headbed to 99% of sinks. So we have a special model, which is for the American style of shampoo bowl, the one that is fixed to the cabinetry or the plumbing in the wall. And then we have the one for the backwash, which is more of a ceramic bowl that tilts down to the client's shoulders. So you simply clip, it's a silicone, very soft, flexible cushion that molds itself into the curve of the neck area, but it has this little platform that goes out inside the basin and which sits just under the head, the occipital bone of the client's head as the head reclines backwards. So it's like putting your head on a little pillow. That's why we'll call it the head bed.
I love it.
Therefore, it could, that's right. So it can fit on any basin. And the European model has three adapter wedges, which then allows the head platform to be raised or lowered, depending on the angle of the client's neck and head. So it's really been thought about on many ways to cover all potential and possibilities of different styles of basins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we just love it. It's the head bed. So I am just blown away. What is the best website, or how can folks get this amazing head bed device?
Yes, well, we're very lucky to have a lovely agent, Lynn, in Florida.
Yes,
and our
awesome.
Website there is... Mm-hmm. And our website is headbedusa.com. So www.headbedusa.com.
Awesome.
And also, Kerry, you probably
yes.
would have it on your...
You beat me to it, Catherine Rondebell. Yes, we're going to be so excited to offer this, as we have throughout the years, right here at Hair Radio. You can simply go to the Salon TV Network app, into our store on the app. Now, you can download the app for free. It's in the Google Play Store worldwide. And purchase that wonderful headbed device there. Or just contact Hair Radio at any time, and we'll be certainly able to put you in touch with Lynn and some of the folks at Headbed and all that wonderful good stuff. So really, really
make it really nice. And it's not something, I do want to talk about this, just, you know, of course you have to contact them for pricing and all that, but the one thing I do want to say is that it is incredibly affordable for what you are, what this, the prevention, when you look at it. First of all, it's affordable, period. Let me just get that on out. And then I also want to say what it can prevent is priceless. So there is just, I mean, I really don't know any other words to put that, Catherine. Any other way to say it?
We call it priceless because, you know, exactly. You're protecting your health, and there is nothing more important in life than your health and your client's health. And it's a safety device. And for a professional tool of the trade, it comes down to about $19 per year, because we know the headbed will last you more than 5 years. Our salons in Australia, the first one, bought the headbed 6.5 years ago, and they're still using it.
Oh, so, that is just amazing. Now, Catherine, actually, you lead me exactly where I wanted to go with you at this moment, and that is to talk about some of the things that are going on. But first, just to kind of paint the picture again, I want to welcome Catherine Rondebelle to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She is on the line with us all the way from Australia. Now, Catherine, what part of Australia are you in again?
Right, on the west coast of Australia. And we are known as the most isolated city in the world, Gary. Perth.
Why?
Has got the ocean, Indian Ocean on one side, and it's got the Great Australian Desert on the other side, before you reach the east coast of Australia.
Wow. Well, my goodness. And you've been here to America. I've seen you here in the New Jersey, New York area before, so I know you come to America. You travel everywhere, though. You really do, Catherine.
Well,
remember you. With
the invention of the headbed being such a unique and new tool of your trade, I had the great opportunity to travel to the main hair expos around the world, the Paris one, the London Hair Expo, to New York at the wonderful Javits Center. IBS was just magnificent, and meeting you there was really absolutely wonderful.
Yes, we had
and
a great
having
time.
Being able to present this new and unique safety device for the shampoo bowl to all the hairdressers that are top of their trade, and see how fascinated they were and, you know, really wanting to get one for their salons and their clients. It was just wonderful. I'm so blessed to have had so many beautiful meetings, including yourself.
Thank you, and likewise, absolutely. Now, how does it play with all of this going on? We haven't broached the subject. It's always the elephant in the room, and that is this COVID situation currently that's happening around the world. Let me ask you, have the folks been affected in Australia, and how so?
Well, during sort of March, April, May, when it was really the start of sort of worldwide awareness, we went into lockdown here too, so many salons had to close, and that was very scary for a lot of small businesses and salon owners. But by June, we were able to reopen because the number of COVID cases was under control in Australia. So this is when the sale of our headbed just absolutely tripled and quadrupled, because people have realized that being made from a medical-grade silicone, it can be 100% hygienic and sanitized properly in between clients. So more than ever now, do not use substandard silicone neck cushions, because and certainly not the firm, spongy little ones, that because they have minute fissures and cracks which can trap germs, and it's just not really, it's not possible to clean them properly. They collect skin debris and germs. So really, only trust the highest grade silicone rubber material on any of your equipment and tools. And this is why our headbed was adopted even more so ever since the COVID situation started.
Very important.
It's troubling times, but humans are resilient. We're all resilient, and we'll manage to find a way through this.
Exactly. I still say this, Catherine. Yeah. I know you guys, you support the salon and barbers and all those folks, and I appreciate that. But I have always felt and thought that each individual, to me, I would suggest if you can get your own, get your own. Get your own. I think it would be wonderful. I really do. I've always encouraged that. I know it's a, you know, it goes on a sink and it's a professional product, but I'm thinking that if you have your own headband, you can take it with
your
to the salon.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what quite a few of our clients have done here, too. Because they traveled, they used to, not this year, but traveling around the world, they keep their headbed with them. And they,
exactly.
whichever salon they go to, they say, just clip that on the basin on
exactly.
on the salon sink, please.
Exactly.
And then they're comfortable and they know they're safe. And often the salon owners want to buy the headbed off them and keep it.
Quite often. The great news is that they can be directed right back to headbedusa.com.
Yep.
Which we love that, or Salon TV Network, of course. Well, I have to say, Catherine, first of all, it's great to speak with you and connect with you. Now, what about some of these big things happening all over the world? Do you guys see a lot of that on the news over there? Do you see, like, the Black Lives Matter and all these things? Do you see any of that reported? We don't know so much about what's happening outside of America much.
Look, Australians are absolutely fascinated by what happens in America, and the Black Lives Matter movement was very much echoed here, and we had our own issues here. The Australian Aboriginal people have also done marches and demonstrations and wanting to make sure that it was well known to the government and to all that, you know, every life matters, but particularly Black Lives Matter have had so much more challenges throughout history and even recently. No, in Australia, we can see that on the news every day. It's being reported. So we feel for your country and for all the issues going on, and you're not alone. We really feel with you and are in thoughts and prayers with you guys.
Thank you. And I have to say, you have always put it there. You've been a big supporter of Hair Radio and believed in us when a lot of these things, you know, we hadn't quite materialized them or brought them into being.
Correct.
That, you know, and you really believed and supported us, and I thank you for that. And we will continue this.
Yep. I mean, it's such a beautiful, important social interaction when somebody goes to their stylist, their hairdressers, and the self-esteem and the well-being that is felt when a person can get their hair cut and present beautifully, it's wonderful for their self-esteem. It's a beautiful industry that you guys are in, and you know, it's so important to support people who have such a skill with the correct tools. And that's where my background is from. I'm from a health background myself, so that's why so important to me.
Absolutely. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes back to us all the way from Australia. We're talking about Miss Catherine Rondebel. We're talking to Miss Catherine Rondebel, who is the creator, we call the inventor of headbed and this amazing device that certainly can just do such big things to avoid clients in the, you know, shampoo bowl getting strokes or having strokes and all of that. It certainly is just big. And you can find out a lot more about it. She has all the official information that you need to know at www.headbedusa.com. And also you can, of course, connect with us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with the amazing Catherine Rondebel and all that she's doing. Catherine, I just want any lasting thoughts or anything you want to kind of leave with the Hair Radio Morning Show folks today?
Well, first of all, congratulations on such a wonderful profession you're in.
Yes.
And my dream is really that every shampoo basin, shampoo sink around the world to have a headbed cushion on it, because it's like every car has seat belts in it. It's a safety issue. You have to protect your clients and therefore look for a proper head and neck support cushion for your shampoo sink. Indeed.
Well,
thank you again, Carrie.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my pleasure.
See you again.
You are just awesome. You are part of the family here, as I mentioned earlier, and you're always welcome again. Headbedusa.com is the website. The device is Headbed, and every salon and barber shop should have this device on their sink or wash basin bowl. Make sure and do that. It's critical. It's critical for the success of what you're doing and your clients and all of that. And certainly, this is something that we encourage. Again, Catherine, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Will do. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, folks, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.